No, it's actually already started. I just didn't hear myself. That was weird. Hello, and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 74. What day is today? Thursday.
The 25th of February. 2016.
All right, my intro, asshole. This is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos. With me tonight is Kent, that motherfucker right over there.
Hello,
and
everybody.
Another longtime bro of mine, Junior.
How y'all doing? Oh, happy birthday, Dago. Yeah, it's Mark Crotta back in Germany.
He's been on for fucking 3 seconds. He's throwing out spins and shit.
Already, Jesus.
This is how this show goes. So we are actually live in studio together. As Kent just tried to demonstrate, although the chat room didn't believe you, they said it was some green screen magic. Which
might be.
Hey, who? What? Everybody else does it. So, man, we are doing a podcast, and we wanted to get Junior on. Unfortunately, between Papa John's taking 3 hours to deliver three pizzas and his time constraints, he's going to be on for just a second. So, before we let you go, before we let you meander your way out there. Is there anything you would like to tell the internets at large, all two fans of ours?
Well,
both of them. What are you gonna tell both of them?
I don't know what I got to tell you, but I'll give you one. Here's to OB, and here's to old Kent over here, dude. We're gonna do this right now. Where's your beer?
The original OB.
This is solid. Right. This is the best the Mick's got to offer.
All right,
that's what it is, dude. Right to good friends, to old friends, to new friends. Ain't the first time, ain't gonna be the last time, huh? Yep. And $180
pants. $180
pants.
Cheers. Right, well, I'm glad you could join us tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been an amazing time over the last few hours.
And if you're going to be at South by Southwest, you will see the three of us out there.
Absolutely.
And I can't
wait. Yeah, it's gonna be a fucking righteous time. So
talking to you, Sergeant Muffin.
All right, man. Well, Junior, we will let you go. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for putting up with our setup and shit like that while we scrambled around trying to get this thing going.
Well, see, now you ruined my Irish goodbye because I was, you know what an Irish goodbye is?
Oh.
Well, hell, dude.
Explain it to all of us.
Yeah. The internet's at large.
I'm going to have a piss real quick. Give me just a second.
All right. He's going to go piss, and then we're going to have an Irish goodbye.
Right. So, for you guys watching the video, you may or may not. Dude. Okay. So, we've got this video in between thing happening here. So we actually have another guest, a secret guest that's not going to be secret for more than the next 2 seconds. So this is the much talked about girlfriend Stephanie. That's
That's actually his preferred view of you.
Yeah. Well,
so
usually,
as soon as Junior steps out, she is going to take
else.
Over
yeah.
as our guest for the show.
So before we get into our typical stuff, because we really don't have any typical stuff this week, it's been kind of a shit show. I have something. The only thing that I really wanted to get across today is that we had a discussion last week about nerd girls being hot or not, especially in consideration to how we grew up and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a few comments, and I'm not going to do this for everything because this will be the one time I actually address people that have problems with the things that I say in this podcast.
Mm, okay. This is interesting.
So if you listened last week and you had a problem with what I was saying or the opinions that I had or the points of view that I was trying to share, I'm going to express this just one time. And it's probably rather assholery of me, but that'll be explained in the process. In our circle of friends, on this podcast especially, it is my job, it is my role to bring up the questions and to have the ideas that either no one else is thinking or that no one else dares to say. This is not something new. This has been my whole life. And I am not going to stop coming up with ideas, right, wrong, even if they're grossly wrong. I don't care. I'm going to bring it up because I think it's going to start up a good conversation. And if there's a possibility of a good conversation, I'm willing to say it because why not? I'd rather have the conversation said and be wrong than to never have said it. So for anybody that has a something they want to say to me about a conversation I brought up, that I'm an asshole or that I don't understand life as it's supposed to be, That's my job. That's what I do. That's what I've done my whole life, and I'm going to continue to do it because this is the Ritual Wizard podcast.
So with that being said, if you have a dissenting view or even an agreeing view.
Or if you just want to yell at me over the internet.
Yes, call in on our Skype channel, ritual.misery, yep. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail.
867-69-TRMPC, that's 867-6987672.
That's it.
Oh.
Yay! Where's
and we
there?
Will voice your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you can shout us at on the chat.
So we're just going to do all of our plugs whatever. In the beginning? That's what we're going to do this week?
Yeah, no. No, but seriously, if you guys want to contribute to the show, there's a million ways to do that. And
there are.
You can do that live. We will put you on the air live, or we will play your recorded messages, or we'll read your emails, or fucking whatever, man. Just fucking... Chat Realm is saying that we don't have video right now.
We do not, because I didn't transition it over, because I'm a fucking douche.
So,
now everyone.
So they never met Junior.
Yeah. Aww.
Well, he's coming back.
Well, hopefully.
Supposedly.
Go check. Is the kid still playing?
Supposedly. He's supposed to be coming back.
There we go.
So...
Oh, and there's Movie Man Lucas. All right.
Oh, hi. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, Lucas, I didn't text you.
Oh,
so,
but you know anyway.
You are an awful
so.
Father.
So I transitioned to this to start the audio. So the audio went through, apparently, that I didn't hear.
It did.
And then I didn't ever transitioned it back because I'm using studio mode in OBS for like the second time so that I can actually make the transitions and work on shit behind the scenes because I'm tired of all my mistakes going live.
Yeah, hey, everybody, in case you didn't catch it, we're still in beta.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
This is beta 70. Yeah, hashtag still in beta. So there's that. I wanted to make sure that we put that out there because the few comments that I had seen over last week's episode were all negative. Like, oh, how can you fucking bring that up? And who are you right. to say these things? And like, who am I not to say?
I'm nobody and somebody all at the same time. So just like you. So fuck
so
off.
There you go. Yeah, so what do we have this week, man, other than Junior barely being here and Steph making a surprise appearance? And
you know what? Let's talk about our jerseys.
Our jerseys?
Because the three of us are all – well, okay, maybe not Steph.
Mine's cool.
But me, you, and Junior, who apparently was not seen on the video. But hopefully he's coming back, maybe. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think his wife will let him come but, back, guys. Sorry.
Podcast is good. I'm still in beta.
Yeah, okay, but – So the three dudes that started the show out are all wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not wearing like New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox or something. What are we wearing? Tell us what we're wearing.
We are wearing Kunsan specials. In Korea, in Kunsan especially, it is a tradition that once you belong to a unit, you get a jersey and you adorn the jersey with your unit logo or your unit mascot. And then other pieces of your personality, kind of like flair.
Flair, yeah. Pieces
although
of flair.
There's no minimum requirement.
You're right. Yeah, there is absolutely zero requirement.
I finally saw that movie, by the way.
Welcome to today. So,
yeah.
The
so,
last
so
time I was on.
New, yeah, so new listeners have not met Stephanie, probably. Last time she was on, I gave her a ration of shit for not having seen Office Space, which very much applied to her work situation at the time, yeah. Well, and still does, honestly. But
it's
she
worse,
has since seen
now.
It.
So, apparently, that is an Irish goodbye. He's not coming back.
Ooh, that, yeah. Well, hey, you learned something new.
I'm gonna go take a piss. That's the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, that could be.
I'm cool with that.
Very well, could be. So he will never have been on camera. That's a shame. That's
that sucks.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
Next
so,
time. South by So Wasted, he'll be on camera.
He will be there for
Ooh,
South by So Wasted.
True, yeah.
I won't be.
We are going to do some things at South by
First
Southwest.
Of all, we have a meetup.
We do.
An unofficial Diamond Club meetup
yep.
at
Darwin's Pub.
Darwin's Pub.
On 6th Street.
On 6th Street. I had the address. It's
just
in places.
Whatever. Google that shit, yeah. Internet people. Yeah, Darwin's Pub on 6th Street.
If you're watching this,
Friday,
you can Google that
shit. Friday, March 11th. From what time are we meeting? Is it 6?
5 to 7.
5 to 7.
5 to 7. It's early enough for people to be able to break out and go to their parties. And still, it's early enough for people to plan to get together later to go to parties. It's right at dinner time. before things get too packed on 6th Street. Like, hopefully it'll be
very,
this nice.
Yeah, and it's very conveniently located because we just kind of happened into it last year.
Three times.
And, yeah, we, well, okay, the first time we happened into Darwin's, the next two were very, very much on purpose. They've got amazing Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sandwiches are amazing.
Good beer on tap. It's just it's a really fun environment.
Hold on, we have a caller.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Hey, caller, you are on the Ritual Misery Podcast. Who is this and what the hell do you want?
Outstanding. So, did you get my text earlier?
I did, you asshole.
Outstanding. And that's the Irish goodbye.
Yeah. So joke's on you, man. Joke's on you. Apparently, I never put it onto the video while you were here, so you didn't even show up on camera. You're hidden behind the Ritual Misery Podcast logo.
Damn it. Either way, I'm still really proud of myself right now because, you know what, I've never been able to pull off an actual Irish goodbye amongst people that I have a lot of love for.
Yeah.
It's like, no, man, I'm going to say my goodbye. I'm doing it right now. Yeah.
Well, again, joke's on you, but we will see you in 2 weeks at South By.
Fuck yes, brother. You know it, man. I'll see you shortly.
Yeah, man.
All right, Junior.
Have a good night. Peace.
See you soon, bro.
See you. Got mad love for Kent, man. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Deuces.
Awesome. So that's an Irish goodbye, everybody. We all learned something tonight. So BioCal put up a link in chat realm
for Darwin's
Pub, dude. Check it out. It's such a cool place. Do you remember the proprietor's name? The manager of the place.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Amos.
He's looking at
Darwin's.
You.
So you know the answer.
So the answer is no. but anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter what his name is, apparently. But no, he is such a personable dude. He comes out and he tries to talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. We had some really good chats with him. It's just such a chill, awesome place.
And importantly, it's actually open to the public. Like, it's open to the street. So there's unlimited space, literally unlimited space.
Yep. It's really cool. If you're going to be in Austin for South By So Wasted and you are there on Friday, please come out. There's going to be it's not just a Ritual Misery thing. This is a Diamond Club thing.
Diamond Club thing. This is very specifically not a Ritual Misery thing.
Absolutely.
This is definitely a Diamond Club thing. So
yeah, we'll probably be wearing our Ritual Misery shirts so we can be
we will be appropriately adorned.
Yeah. We'll have some kind of Diamond Club or Ritual Misery
or fucking Kunsan jersey or something.
We'll have something.
We'll be sporting some
or
shit.
Just nothing.
Don't forget your swag deal.
We can be recognizable by the guys not wearing anything.
Yeah, you see a couple naked guys sitting outside a pub.
It's not us. It's not going to be us. Because in March in Texas, it's going to be warm, but not that fucking warm.
No. It'll be warm, turned to chilly really quick. So
right. No, that's going to be a great time, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks away, dude.
2 weeks.
It's 15 2 weeks. Days.
Yes.
From now.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
So you know what you should do on that computer right over there?
What's that?
Bring up the details for South By So Wasted so we can share that with our people
in case
they don't already know. Finally got information on that. It's going to be Saturday from 1 to 4 or something like that?
2 to 5.
2 to 5. Hey, I was almost there.
Yep. At the brew. Hold on, I've got it. Right over
like do something
here.
Holy shit, man.
I've
lack of some preparation. This is what preparation will get you, folks.
All right, so let's talk about our swag real quick. So we have a shirt for sale.
We do.
That is zero markup.
Zero markup.
Yeah, zero markup. We don't make shit off of it. But yeah.
It was brought up by a member of the Reddit, the Diamond Club Reddit.
Yep.
At diamondclub.reddit.com. I think that's it. Diamondclub.reddit.com.
Yeah, diamondclub.reddit.com.
And the idea was that it's Austin. They're doing Night Attack and it's live. So, ANAL.
Austin
Night Attack Live. So we're just there for anal.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Hell yeah.
Austin Night Attack Live is what I'm there for. So
and that's why Steph won't go.
So we.
That's in the privacy of my bedroom. Thank you very much, Amos.
So, so Austin Night Attack Live happens in the privacy of her bedroom.
Oh.
Wait, that's my bedroom.
Wait.
Not,
we
when,
might
you're
be
not when you're in
much.
Austin, it ain't. You
so,
leave me to go to Austin. That's my
so
bedroom.
You're
going to
go to Austin for anal. She's staying here for it. Like, what the hell? What is up with that?
So anal on March 12th in Austin is going to be at the Brew Exchange.
Yep. 706 West 6th Street.
Yes.
706
but of course,
West 6th Street.
Everybody in chat room already knows this.
Well, maybe. I mean, they might be behind. I mean, they might be watching us now, just wandering through.
That,
you know,
yeah,
have this shit on. You know, be like, oh, click. Let me click this and
it
go.
Could be.
It.
Raise your hand if that's one of you. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to be there. We would love to meet all of you. I cannot fucking
the part
wait.
That I'm excited about this is 100-plus beers.
Oh, I know. 100-plus craft beers.
Yeah.
Can you bring any home?
That's going to be amazing. It'd be hard for us to spill the cup.
Yeah.
Bring beer home.
Without me drinking it before I get
home? No.
That's
no,
not
no,
likely.
No, no, no. I'm not picking likely. Your ass up from El Paso. You bring the beer home to me.
Yeah.
So I flew in from Korea a couple days ago.
Yep.
And I got to tell you about customs, man.
Oh, God.
Customs is always fun.
Or not.
Did you notice the dripping sarcasm in there?
No, I didn't at all.
It was like gravy, dude. It was like gravy.
Why are we together?
We're all wondering that.
Right.
So,
me too.
Hot nerd chick up for grabs.
No, you're mine.
Bring me beer. And anal in my bedroom.
All right, so what happened? All right, so we're... Amos, you got this.
I'm going through customs, and there's a few things that bother me about customs.
Now, where did you? What was your port of entry?
Dallas.
Okay, so yep. you landed in Dallas.
DFW. Yep.
Okay.
And first of all, if you are an old lady,
which I'm not,
that can barely walk,
I can walk.
Don't walk down the middle of the skyway. With your bag in one hand and another bag in the other, blocking the whole fucking way. That should go without saying, but
good advice.
Not.
Good advice. Was this a Korean lady or an American lady?
I'm going to say that I don't remember the ethnicity.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Because
she's
just
she was old and slow and inconsiderate.
No, she wasn't inconsiderate. She's just an old lady.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, what, dude, once you get that old, you pretty much don't give a shit about what's happening around you.
I'm going to go with willful inconsiderate.
Okay.
Like, she just didn't give a shit. She was like, you know what, you guys can wait.
No
fucks.
She's already given all the fucks that she had. She's already given.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, they're gone. They are gone.
Now I know why we're together. No fucks are given.
So,
I'm the awkward one.
So
here.
Anyway,
sorry, guys.
So I get into customs, and I am a U.S. active duty military service member re-entering my home country with nothing to claim.
Right. So don't you have the pass now? Like the, what do they call it? The preferred traveler or the, what is it called?
When it comes to customs, they call
TSP.
They call it nothing. Because when you come through, you go into, I went into the line for the U.S. citizens.
Right.
You know, they've got diplomats, U.S. citizens, other people, and like some special categories and stuff like that. I went into the U.S. citizens one. We wheeled my way through the line, but there wasn't a line. And at the counter were several non-U.S. citizens.
Sure.
Okay. But if there's no one in line, they help them, no problem. Okay, whatever.
Okay,
right?
sure.
I was directed to go down to another line where there were already people in line, directed by a customs agent. This is like, you know, a full uniform wearing actual employee of the Department of State or whoever.
Homeland Security.
Whatever. Telling me to go down into another line. So as a proper citizen, I go down to the next line. Not long after I get in that line, waiting for the people to get through, the line that I was originally in clears out and more people come in. So now I'm already, I should have been seen and processed, you know, going through.
So this goes back to something we were talking about, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, where there should be one line.
Yes.
That.
Well, there was only one line until you got to the agent, but then I was in that line and they direct me to a new line. So they had it set up correctly.
So this was on purpose, is what you're saying.
Yes.
They're like, hey, that's
so
Amos right there.
I should back up one.
Let's
one
fuck
step.
Him over.
I should back up one step. Originally, I went through the quick line because, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen, so I go through, scan my passport, and it flags me like, oh no, you're not flagged in the system properly, so you got to go back through the other line. Okay, so I went through the other line. That's when they directed me to this new line. And now the line that I, the second line I'd gotten in that I should have been able to just walk right through and chew my stuff and move on, was now cleared and reoccupied with all new people, but I'm still sitting over here in this other area.
So fuck you, basically.
Yeah. And then I get up to, then I get up to the counter, and this is where the stupid starts.
Oh, oh, it hasn't even started yet.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I should have seen that coming, because this is Amos, this is an Amos story. So here we go. All right, guys. Get ready.
I am a U.S. citizen. In the military. I'm traveling on orders, which means I don't have to get my passport stamped going through countries. I show my orders that I'm stationed in Korea, show my leave form, and that's my reason for being there, everything else, and they process me through.
Yep. That's the way it's supposed to go.
I get to the agent, and he asks for my passport. I hand him my passport. I hand him my passport, my ID card, my leave form, and my orders, all four.
Right, right. Everything.
Yeah. He hands me back the orders and the leave form, says I don't need those.
Oh, God.
Yep, okay.
Has my military ID and my U.S. passport.
Right, okay.
He's flipping through the book, and then he goes, there are no stamps in here.
And you don't have an entry stamp to Korea.
Right. I said, I know. I'm traveling on orders.
Right.
To which he says, but where's your stamp?
Okay, so he's the new guy. Because this is Customs 101.
Right.
Yeah.
So I end up standing there in line trying to explain to him that I am coming back into the country on military orders.
So you should
while on. So his next question was, where are your orders coming back into the States?
Oh, what you just handed him.
I handed him my leave form, and he says, these are not orders. So you know enough about the leave form to realize that's not orders, but not enough to realize that I'm coming back on leave?
Right.
It took me like 10 minutes to get this through this dude's head, and he eventually just walked over, got someone else, and came back, and they looked at him and said, oh, yeah, he's good. Send him through.
Yeah, so it was the new guy. Okay, okay. All right, so we're clear. Yeah.
Why? I kind of understand why, if I'm a military member, active duty, serving, blah, 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 that I don't have like a special lane to go through for security. I would like one because I'm selfish, but I understand why there's not. Okay. You can't just like, there are some military members that are pieces of shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, the military is basically a microcosm of society.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that as an active duty military member, I can't just walk through fucking customs?
Dude, I wondered that for 20 years. I never got an answer.
It seriously pisses me off.
Well, but I think they change this, though, where there's preferred traveler, or what the hell is the program called?
That's going through security. That's not
Not for customs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that just means they don't have to take my shoes off if they catch it and give it to me, which they don't always do. Which I'm fine with because, well,
because it takes two extra seconds to take your fucking
I don't
shoes
have
off.
Well, that I'm a well-prepared traveler. I go in there, and when I go through security, I don't have anything in my pockets.
Exactly.
Everything's in my carry-on.
Right. Oh, you've traveled before. Got it.
Yeah. I have shoes that are easy to take off. I'm not wearing any metal other than my ring, and nobody gives a shit.
Mm. Yep.
I even went so far as to take my watch off, and they told me, no, put that back on.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not it's like they can see I'm not hiding anything.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The people in front of me, though, in Seoul, of course, I do not know their nationality.
Sure.
They had duffel bags, literal duffel bags, with sleeping bags inside the duffel bags that they took out because they had stuff in the duffel bag under the sleeping bags that they had to show.
Sure.
They did all this after they got to the bucket area.
Mm-hmm. So did you do the jerk thing or the quote the jerk thing and be like, oh, they're being really slow, I'm going to walk around them?
When you were leaving the Seoul airport, the way security set up, there's literally no room to go around anybody. Mm. You were
That's when you do the Korean subway thing and you turn into a sardine can and fucking snuggle up with the person and be like, I'm just going to go right.
I already had all my stuff ready, shoes in hand and everything else. Like it was, and there's two of them. They were traveling together, a man and a woman traveling together, and they both had all this shit.
Right, yeah.
Then I found out they're on my flight.
Of course they are.
So they both have a duffel bag as their personal item, plus a carry-on, plus another personal item. Like, they get on the plane, And they were sitting back, like further back in the cab than I was, because I went to the bulkhead, so I had extra leg room. And they were literally, like, we were one of the first people on the plane. When they were closing things up, the stewardess was still helping them put their shit in the carry-on. Like, they were going to
so
the
first. So they're taxiing.
They were those people.
They were taking stuff all the way down to first class because there's no more room in the back. Like.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hell, in fucking America, you come in through fucking security and you even look like you have more than one personal item and one carry-on. They flag your ass and they're like, nope, you got to go back and
I'm
check
just saying,
that
it's shit. Not it's not that hard. Hop on YouTube, learn to fucking fly people.
Yeah. So anyway, so you're here now. You're back in the States. Welcome to Merca.
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 Yeah. So here we are.
Beer.
I'm in America drinking a Mexican version of a German beer.
Indeed you are, sir.
So there's that. That's kind of the situation of things.
I'm still drinking the oldest craft beer in America, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Right.
As is Stephanie. So speaking of beer, our week was pretty fun.
Mm.
Saturday. Was it? Yeah, we went down to El Paso, the lovely, wonderful, amazing city that's okay, so I can't keep that up.
No,
El Paso actually had something fun going on. It was a beer festival. It was called Sun City on Tap and was part of the larger national series of
beer
festivals.
Fests,
at what do they call it? America on Tap or something like that.
Yes.
So it was a good time. There was what, roughly 100 beers.
A little over 100, yeah.
Yeah, 100 and something
well,
beers
there was
that
probably
were available.
About, there was probably about 60 breweries
right.
represented.
Yeah, yeah,
we're going to say represented.
And
because,
each of them had, I don't think I saw anybody with less than two beers. So it was a good time. Four of us went down there, and we each had 8 tickets for sample size beers. So that basically meant that we all got to try 32 different beers.
Shout out to Kim. Happy birthday.
Holy
thank
shit.
You for bringing us down to,
yes,
to Sun City Tap.
Yes, thank you, Kim. I've mentioned Kim and Travis consecutively for like 5 weeks, I think.
And they're not in the show because?
Because they're not here. I don't know.
Because we're too late.
Because we podcast at like fucking all hours of the night, apparently.
And they're people, early like, birds. And
they have
Papa
to go to work and stuff. Yeah. Love you, mean it.
not really.
That is so fucking stupid. Like every time I hear that, I want to punch somebody in the throat.
Oh God! Right?
Even if I just see it on TV or like, I still want to punch somebody in the throat. Like,
yeah. So, but no, that was a really good time. We saw Deadpool again.
Yes, we did.
It was cool. It was a good time.
It's funner watching Deadpool while you're tipsy.
Oh, we were. Yeah, because we went to
drinking.
Deadpool straight from the beer fest.
Well, we stopped and we ate, like,
a snack.
Nachos.
We had a snack. We did not have a meal.
And
we had
sticks.
Appetizers. So it was fantastic.
Man, I wish I had been really drunk when I watched Deadpool. No, I don't. I was glad I was sober because this show was hilarious.
I fucking
just as it was.
I adore Deadpool, and we have the trailer going on. I work at a nerd store, and we have the trailer going on all the time.
Which one?
They have
like the original theatrical trailer or the teaser or the Fondle Your Nuts or what?
Fuck, which one was it? Oh, no.
Apparently she drinks at work too.
That's a different subject.
No comment, right?
Yeah, no comment. No, the one where he's like, ooh, I so pressure her, you know, whatever guy pressures her into prom sex.
Mm.
That trailer.
Mm.
And then after, you know, you enjoy this, you know, green band goodness, you know,
right.
You want some big boy language, go to my website.
Oh, wow.
And,
I don't think I've actually seen the green band one.
Yeah, no. That's what played, because obviously, you know, we can't, you know,
right,
play
it's
the
it's
bad
a retail,
ones.
Retail establishment
yep.
in a conservative town.
Yeah. Well, essentially. And so, yeah, anytime it plays and people start laughing at the jokes that are in there and I peek my head around the corner and I'm always like, hey, you need to go watch that movie now. And then I see the word kids, and I'm like, don't bring your kids.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
immediately. When we went the first time, I counted 7 kids in that theater the first time.
Yeah.
The second time we went and saw it, there was more than a dozen children. Children, not even like 16,
yeah, we're talking,
15.
No. We're talking like 5, 6, 7
We're talking
7-year-old.
Like 10-year-old and under.
So,
yeah.
Entropy of the American will or something.
And then people people are all offended, like, oh my gosh, Deadpool, I can't believe, you know, they did that. And I'm like, it's a rated R movie.
You know, it's one thing if you bring your kids and it's fine with you, you don't care, like, fuck, they hear worse at the house. Okay, you know,
they're at home watching the Ritual Misery podcast.
Right, exactly. You know, right or wrong, you know, that's whatever, that's fine. But you go there expecting that this is like, oh, this is Green. This is the same guy that played Green Lantern. This is going to be just like Green Lantern.
Oh, Deadpool, he was in that Spider-Man show, right?
Really? The fucking movie is rated. Okay.
Well, the funniest part about going to see it the second time, we sat towards the front, and right behind us, there was a toddler laughing at the most inappropriate parts.
Yeah.
The guy's getting the shit beat out of him. And the toddler's sitting there.
That happened.
At the same time, my heart broke, like, oh, humanity. And then my other half was just like, that is hilarious.
Yeah. Two sides of the brain. Just kind of like Deadpool, where there's two.
Well, no, there's three voices.
Well, there's Wade, there's Deadpool, and then there's
the other one.
Yeah.
The square box.
Yeah. Amazing.
I read the comics.
Do we have sounds queued up for TED Talks?
We do.
Oh, okay.
We do.
Oh.
Wait, no, we don't.
No? Okay.
But we can.
We
can.
Did you watch the TED Talk this week?
I did not.
Stephanie, did you watch the TED Talk this week?
I watched TED Talk 6 months ago.
Do you remember it enough to talk about it?
I think you talked about it.
Oh, okay.
It was a self-driving car one, which I'm still not 100% for, but...
Oh,
you know,
boy. Okay. That can be another show all on its own. I have things to say, people.
That is hilarious. Okay.
Bringing self-driving cars. Fuckers, like the one when we were driving home from El Paso, who was obviously drunk. We called in a drunk driver coming down the highway.
Yes,
he was obviously going to run
off
the road.
Yeah, about 18 times and damn near sideswiped two cars.
Yeah. So we called the cops on him, did the good thing. He got pulled over. You know, shit happened.
Yeah, which wouldn't have happened if he had been in a self-driving car.
I mean, still to the point, self-driving cars aren't going to be like... I don't trust anyone who's not able to function in a moving vehicle, even if the vehicle is just doing its own thing. If you can't function, if something glitches and you have to take over.
So it's
going to perpetuate the drunk driver. Like, it's going to be like, I totally sound valid.
I absolutely disagree with everything you just said. Because the car is driving itself. It's like putting a drunk person in a cab. If the person is drunk, they're going to affect the cab driver.
Yeah, but if
they're
still going to be sitting in the front seat, you can still fiddle with buttons and whatnot and still fuck with the damn car.
And you're still going to be held responsible to it. So the people that are driving drunk now are going to be the ones that are driving drunk in their self-driving cars.
And then just... Yeah,
I mean,
self-driving
car
is going to get you home.
I'm sure there's
try to drive yourself, you're going to either be in a ditch or you're going to plow over.
I'm sure there's a lot of math there that we're not thinking of, but... Roughly, I'm going to guess that the number of people that are saved in accidents that are saved by the self-driving car doing its thing is going to more than compensate for the people that are fiddling with shit.
Okay,
by far.
Agreed, but I still don't trust it.
Oh, I don't trust people anyway.
Well, that's why I drive. Anytime I go anywhere, I drive because I don't trust
people.
Yeah,
and you scare the shit out of me half the time.
Just because I grew up in Italy and learned how to drive in Italy, fucker.
Welcome to Lover's Quarrel, the podcast.
So anyway... Do we have that music queued up yet for TED Talks?
Do you mean the music that's playing? So, TED Talks.
Yeah, I didn't watch the TED Talk this week.
All right, so we're going to do this then.
No, hold on. I do have something to say, though. This goes out to Cabo Wabo, you son of a bitch.
For what? Teaching you to dry your hands?
All right. So check this out. All right.
Wait. Okay,
so like a year ago.
I've heard of this.
All right. So like a year ago, you watched.
You're on mic. You don't have to yell.
Well, I'm going to fucking yell.
He yells when he gets upset. It's his soapbox. Let him get on his damn soapbox.
So like a year ago or so-ish, I don't know, you brought up the TED Talk about the using one paper towel to dry your hands.
Yes.
Right. So for about 6 months, after that, every time I used a public restroom, all I could think about was that goddamn TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
I get it out of my mind, and I'm able to dry my hands in peace in public restrooms. For the last week now, aww, at work, every time I use the restroom and I wash my hands, I look at the paper towels. I'm like, God damn it. All I can think about is you, Chris Cabano, in that goddamn TED Talk. So thank you very much.
That's amazing. That is so awesome.
And that's TED Talks by Rich Romero.
Oh, wow. All right, man. So what else do we have to talk about this week? Awesome. BioCal has fallen prey to the same ideal.
I'm actually quite content that I haven't seen this.
You
TED
shouldn't.
Talk.
It's contagious.
No,
it,
yeah,
it
I'm not
mind.
Going
so,
to.
So, Chris, if you're listening to the audio version of this, Chat Realm's calling you out as well.
Yeah.
BioCal in particular is saying, because of you!
So. All right, and there's a TED Talk from Mr. Peak on the monitor. So,
sorry, guys.
What else we got? What else do we have this week, man? I know we had some other stuff in there.
Well, the only thing left in the show notes,
I've only got one more thing, but it's going to be part of the after show, so it'll be for chat room only.
Okay. Well, that's our show notes.
Oh.
This was very impromptu.
Wow.
This wasn't at all planned.
No, this was actually really planned out.
Yeah, but obviously did not go as planned.
Thank you, Papa John's.
And Irish goodbyes.
And there you have it.
Thanks, Junior. Yeah. Love you, mean it.
Thanks, Junior. Crush him.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what that was, but okay.
Yeah, things and stuff.
Oh man. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and cut it. You can find us at all the places. This man, I don't have my show notes. This is so odd for me not to have my show notes.
Yeah. So next week we have special guests plural next week.
Yes, we do.
So last year at South by Southwest, mm-hmm, we met some folks that were promoting a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Serrano was one of the people that
you and your Spanish.
Yeah.
he tries so hard.
So anyway, he really sold me on the Kickstarter project for a game called Malacca.
Oh, Kickstarter. Surprise.
And unfortunately that game was not funded through Kickstarter, but they have since found the funding for the game. Yep. So they are in full force development, yep, of the game. And we are fortunate enough to get
Man, we,
Edgar.
It would be great if we had somebody come on the show and tell us about it and tell us about the process and everything else.
Right. Well, fortunately for us, we are going to have Edgar and Adolfo, another member of
the Malacca
Lienzo,
team. Yeah.
The Malacca team. They are both going to be on our show next week, and I cannot wait to talk to them about Malacca.
What about, people that have any questions? I mean, we have... This is gonna be funny. We have several people in chat room that are game developers or programmers.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure they won't have any questions about taking a game mainstream. But if you do have any questions about taking a game mainstream and getting it funded in the process and everything else, by all means, email us podcast at ritualmisery.com, and we'll get those questions addressed.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Or even
on
if
there.
In Lienzo is a Mexican game developer. If you have any just questions, you want to know like how things might be different in Mexico versus the United States as far as game development goes.
See, if I had brought that up, people would be calling me a racist. So,
well, just because you're racist.
I just hate white people.
See?
There's a joke
Damn
about
it.
Self-hating racism in there.
Keep digging.
I can continue.
No, Ritual Misery loves all people.
Yeah.
Or hate all people.
I was about to.
No. We either love or hate. I don't know. We hate and love equally or something like that.
Sure.
Well, at least one of you cares, so that's what matters.
Something like that.
Maybe not the same person for all things.
Exactly.
Anyway, so tune in next week to hear from the Malacca team.
All right. So where can people find out more about this hoopla we're doing here?
You can go to ritualmisery.com and learn all about all of our things. Yep. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Ritual Misery.
Yeah, or at @RM_DelNoche.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So see all the things that I'm tweeting about. Lately, yeah. I've been more retweets than original tweets, but you know, there's always I'm reinventing myself on there every week. So tune in and check it out. Where are you at on Twitter, man?
At Ethan Kane, and I've been kind of quiet this week because I've been flying a lot.
Right. Yeah. 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 I've been kind of busy.
Yeah, and I got another road trip ahead, so it'll be probably Tuesday before I really get really active anywhere again.
Yeah. Steph, where are you at on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
You forced me because when you went to South by last year, you refused to text me about what you were doing, and you forced me to sign up for Twitter.
So, okay, so real
asshole.
Quick.
Asshole.
She was like, okay, because last year we were, Amos and I both were basically live tweeting our South by.
No,
experience.
You were live tweeting your fucking beard pictures trying to antagonize Justin.
Well, that happened too. That happened too.
It worked.
It totally worked.
It totally worked. So Steph texted me like, so what are you guys doing? Like, what's going on? And me
the
being
asshole.
A drunken asshole, I was like, look on Twitter.
Which so, forced me into be
so here,
being
here's,
Twitter.
Here's a, here's a quick shout out. I'm going to leave it up to chat room if they have any ideas. We want to do something. We know for a fact that Justin and Brian do not watch our show. They
even though Brian's been on our show,
right?
So
that's probably why he doesn't watch. No. We want something subtle but overt, something that some kind of internal joke, because we've been thinking about it and we haven't come up with it. Last year was the beard thing. We were taking pictures of everybody's beard and making remarks about Justin's beard.
I found Justin.
Yeah, we found Justin here and
yeah,
there.
But that was spontaneous. That was not planned at all. We were like, oh my God, that guy looks kind of like Justin.
Yeah.
Not really, but
no,
sort of.
It didn't. So we want to come up with something to antagonize them again this year. Something to just get a little bit under the skin, either good or bad, but we want to have it a mass thing. And we'd love to be able to get people on board at the at the meetup.
Oh yeah.
And then
ideas
just
are gonna be flowing.
Just blast them all fucking Friday night.
Yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
all Friday night. So if you got ideas for that, man, yeah, just
hit us up in all the places,
yeah.
Just show up at Darwin's on the 11th.
Yep.
From what five?
Oh, and hey,
I have an idea.
By the way, oh,
so take a picture of trees and say I found Brian Brushwood.
Different bushes around the
brush and wood.
Yeah. Oh, we can take pictures of brushes and the underbrush.
Wait! No, that could
Brian
go wrong.
Underbrush.
No, that could go wrong.
What we could do is take pictures of dicks and pussies.
I knew he was going to go there. No. You take pictures of trees and say you found brushwood.
So.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
That's my input.
I'm really anxious to get to the after show. We'll probably release it to patrons.
Absolutely.
Because I have some things to say.
Which we can be found patreon.com/ritualmisery.
Yep. If you want to support the show. In fact, what I was going to say is we have a better way to support the show, at least temporarily.
Okay.
Find us at South By and buy us a drink.
There you go.
Or you forgot your swag.
Or you know what? If you show up to South by Southwest, and we see you wearing a Ritual Misery T-shirt.
We'll fucking
you're
buy
getting
you a drink.
You're getting at least a free drink from each of us.
Yep.
So that's two free drinks.
Yep.
The shirt pays for itself. So come to Darwin's Pub on 11 March from what time? 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
5 to 7. Yep. Wearing Ritual Misery swag, and you're probably going to drink for free all night.
Yeah.
So hint: if you see them later in the night, all you probably have to do is like. Put duct tape on your shirt and write Ritual Misery on there, and they'll probably buy you a drink.
That
late enough in the night.
I'm not
going to
say
happen.
That that's wrong.
late enough
that's
in the
not
night.
The plan.
I know,
but that depends. That depends on how many drinks you buy me.
I know these guys. Catch them late enough in the night, and it might happen.
So there's all that. Also, what's the number?
567-69
TRMPC.
That's it.
The one
or
you
567-69-87672.
7672. That's it.
Damn, like this is gonna be burning.
Call, leave us a message. We will play. We will play your audio.
BioCow
it doesn't
says,
matter what you say. We
BioCow,
will play it.
BioCow says he's in the chat room. He says every time we see Brian Brushwood, we should pull out a lighter and wave it at.
wave it like at we're concert. At a concert. Yeah, just to emphasize the whole burning his hand thing during the magic show last week?
I can see. We can work with
that
idea.
Yeah,
we can.
That's reiterating traumatizing.
He was joking about it himself, that makes it fair game for everybody to joke about it.
All right, then.
Besides, this is Brian. It's already fair game.
Good luck,
to joke
Brian.
About it.
There you go. RichardMisery.com, RichardMisery.com/swag if you'd like to get some free drinks at the South by Southwest, RichardMisery.com/support if you like to find any of the other ways that you can support the show.
We've got a bunch of them.
And if you are broke or you just don't think we're monetarily feasible to support, cruise on over to your favorite email client and hit podcast
or ritual.
Yeah, climate, whatever. Podcast at RichardMisery.com and shoot us an email and tell us all the shit we're doing wrong that we could do better to help earn your support.
Yeah.
So there's all that.
Or drop us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes.
iTunes and all
and
that other
Stitcher
shit.
Stitcher and
whatever,
all
right?
That stuff.
We're on Stitcher, but I don't think anybody subscribes to Stitcher. There's probably one dude who's like, fuck
probably.
You guys, I'm not subscribed anymore.
Yeah, I think that might be our dude from like France or something.
Yeah, well, we've only got two dudes, so.
South Africa. The other ones are imaginary. We have exactly two watchers and listeners.
You really theoretically should have a dudette in there, but apparently your
well,
numbers don't recognize what podcasting that I use on my phone.
She needs to provide us some feedback if she is. We'd welcome some female feedback.
Right.
Tell me what a misogynist I am. Is that a word? That's a word.
Misogynist,
right?
Yeah. So that's,
a massage therapist?
Yeah.
Massage therapist.
Oh, well, I mean.
I don't trust you.
misogynist.
So there's all that. You can, do all the things, find us in all the places, and enjoy yourselves immensely. So there's all that. And I'm going to hit the music. We're going to thank Kevin MacLeod.
Yes, because he provided our music.
He did. And we really appreciate that. So for you, for me, for that guy, and for her, and for Junior, and Irish Goodbyes, this has been your Rich and Misery Podcast.
See ya.
We are, and I'm still playing music, and I just
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Because apparently that's their thing now, is to talk through it.
Are we talking through it right now?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I just realized
so
I never...
So
we
are officially the post show?
Yes.
I just realized I never said my Twitter handle, but I'm okay because I can't
fucking
spell it.
Oh, damn it! Okay, so, all right, so post show. Okay, so Patreon exclusive.
I can't fucking spell my Twitter handle.
You can't spell it? Really?
I can pronounce it.